This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So we talked about Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah and his fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish him and that he would be a source of guidance to his students, but at the same time, the teacher would not be present in paradise, and that he would write and say and read all of the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ultimately the usage of those faculties for things that are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would cause him to be punished. There's another dua by another great man that speaks to that fear in a different angle, and that is Al-Mutarrif ibn Abdullah rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Mutarrif ibn Abdullah, it was narrated that he said, Allahumma la taj'alni ibratan li ghayri. Oh Allah, do not make a lesson out of me for others. This is on the sinful side. Do not let me be made into a lesson, an example for others. Obviously speaking in regards to sin. And then he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ أَحَدًا أَسْعَدَ بِمَا عَلَّمْتَنِي مِنِّي. Do not let there be anyone who benefits more than me from what you have taught me. And do not let there be anyone who benefits more from that which I have taught, more from that which I have spoken, than myself. This is a powerful way of expressing similar sentiments to what Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah was expressing. That, you know, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that some lands absorb the revelation, and it, you know, it's like fertile soil. So the water goes in and it produces that which is beneficial, and the soil itself absorbs. Sometimes the revelation comes and it hits a hard surface, and neither the surface nor the people around benefit. And sometimes it's like a bowl or a part of the land that is shaped in a certain way, that even though that land does not absorb the revelation, does not absorb the water, it still provides benefit to others. We don't want to be just vessels for others. We want to be fertile soil that absorbs that which we impart upon others. And these men and these women were very aware of that, and they were very conscious of that. So this idea of don't let me be made into an example of hypocrisy, an example of a shortcoming, an example of a sinner for others to see, but at the same time, do not let anyone benefit more from my knowledge than myself. Let me benefit most from the knowledge that I'm imparting upon others, because you don't want to be someone that completely foregoes practice of that which they preach. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتَنَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, why do you say that which you don't do? So I should be attempting as much as I can to practice that which I preach, and in fact to practice more of it than what others are privy to, and not simply preach in any capacity, even if that's as simple as sharing a Facebook status. Okay, so always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for beneficial knowledge, and that just as you are a source of guidance for others, you be made into a source of guidance for others, that you yourself do not go astray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those that learn that which is correct, that benefit from that which is correct, and that teach that which is correct, and that enter Jannah amongst those who are righteous, as not just as people of knowledge, but righteous as worshippers and people that acted upon that knowledge as well. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.